Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cash, and towards Sutherland, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Spikes steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is one for one in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Horton moves to third. Cash moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Cash tags and moves to third. Freeman tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Freeman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Spikes steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Duncan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Brohmer moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Knox pinch runs for Gates Brown. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knox moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Knox now playing second base. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.